I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. This is the struggle. He said afterwards that, "I thought it was awesome, but the video doesn't lie." Cole Calhoun was frustrated. This kid reaches up and snags the foul ball that Calhoun, the right fielder for the Arizona Diamondbacks, was just about to reach out and grab for an easy out. Players love the fans, but they hate stuff like this. The game is already so tough. Players already have to worry about crowd noise. Now they have to worry about crowd interference? But that's what's so noteworthy about this moment, and you really should watch the video. It's that despite Cole's immediate and visible frustration, he doesn't get upset. He doesn't yell. He doesn't say or do anything at all for a full beat. Then he takes a breath, he reaches over, and he gives the kid a fist bump, telling him to be ready to be the number one play on SportsCenter that night. After the game, Cole was philosophical about the whole thing. "Brings out the kid in you," he said. "Kind of brings some perspective. That's why we play this game. That kid is never going to forget that. What a moment for him." Remember, the Stoics are not superhuman. They are very much human. They have preferences. They have frustrations. What makes them extraordinary is their ability to rise above these moments and impulse reactions, to behave the right way, to actually behave the way they always hoped they would when they contemplated the uncertainties that come with adversity. In a sense, this is what makes the clip so impressive. If Calhoun simply didn't care about what happened to the ball, if he was just going through the motions on the field, then his poise in the situation wouldn't mean anything. It wouldn't even be poise. It's that he grabbed hold of himself and stopped himself from getting very understandably upset. And that's what makes it impressive. Calhoun practiced the pause between stimulus and response and was greater for it. Seneca said that delay was the best remedy for anger. Perspective, as Calhoun said, is a close second. He was able to see it from the viewpoint of a kid and a fan, uncolored from his own drive to win or to get the out. He was able to calm himself down. He was able to make the most of the situation and, in the process, teach that kid a wonderful lesson in sportsmanship. A lesson we could all stand to relearn right now, today. And look, some of us have even more trouble doing this than others. Those of us who are wired to have a temper or have built up a nasty habit of giving into one over the years. That's why we built the Daily Stoic Tame Your Temper Challenge, which you can check out at dailystoic.com/temper. Bunch of awesome exercises, daily challenges to help you hopefully get in a place where you can be provoked and frustrated and not lose your cool. And you can also get it free if you sign up for Daily Stoic Life, which you can get at dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you. Happy Egg.